24 minutes past 6 right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, and we wrap up the day's top business news now, looking into the continued rise in car installments despite recent cuts to interest rates and fuel prices, as well as a slowdown in vehicle price inflation. According to WesBank's monthly mobility basket, installments, fuel, insurance and maintenance fees increased 24.2% since 2013. Head of Brand and Communications at WesBank, Rudolph Mahoney, joins us for this discussion. Good evening.
Good evening, Kimisan. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you for availing yourself. Rudolph, talk us through this study in detail. What is in the study? What can we find out and what patterns are we seeing?
So basically, the study is a composite basket of all of the factors that influence your monthly expense when you own and operate a car. And that includes the installment of the car. The installment is made up of the cash component of the car that you're paying back and the interest component that you pay back to the bank. It's made up of fuel, the price of fuel, considering the average consumer drives about 2,500 kilometers a month, the price of insurance, and of course, the maintenance of the assets.
So the cost of motoring continues to rise. So what do we attribute this to? The tough economic conditions as the years go by? What exactly is the direct link here?
Yeah, so the main driver of the mobility basket is the vehicle repayment, the installment, which currently makes up about 48% of the basket. 31% is attributed to the price of fuel, and then 16% to insurance, and 4% to the maintenance. The biggest driver is, of course, then the installment of the car. Now, about 75% of the cars that are sold locally are imported and therefore subject to the currency fluctuations and the currency risk, which the depreciating rand poses to the market. And so, as we've seen, the currency depreciate quite significantly over the past, call it 5 years. We've seen inflation on cars, on new cars, being over 10% or double digits for the past 3 years consecutively, and that has really been the major contributor to the overall mobility cost increasing.
Lastly, is this pattern in terms of a rise expected to continue going forward in South Africa?
It's very much linked to the sentiment of the investor community towards the economy, the South African economy, and what the currency traders foresee the rand doing. We know that the rand is very volatile. And I think in the short to medium term, it will continue to remain volatile. Certainly, I think a lot has to do with the political environment. And if we have some stability in that front, then I think the rand will also perform a lot better. I think the rand does seem to be holding firm the last few months. So we are hopeful that in the longer run, it will hold at these levels, which will have a positive effect on vehicle prices. But of course, when you buy a car, it is a 5 to 6 year commitment, and prices will obviously rise over this term. So basically, our advice to our customers is when you buy a car, don't just think of the installment, don't just base your budget on the vehicle repayment. Consider that that only makes up less than half of your total monthly mobility expense. So if you have 5,000 rand in your budget for a car, then allocate 2,500 rand towards the repayment of the car and leave the rest for insurance and maintenance and fuel.
Thank you so much for your time. Head of Brand and Communications at WesBank, Rudolph Mahoney, talking to us on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM about a continued rise in car installments.